It's coming up for 11 a.m. on day 26, Friday the 21st of August. I'm travelling between Roebuck Plains Roadhouse and Sandfire Roadhouse. I've got probably 160 kilometres to go to get to Sandfire. They close at 7 o'clock, so it's going to be a bit touch and go because I'm dealing with a bit of a headwind at the moment, and I'm struggling to maintain 20 kilometres an hour. I just tried to call them and book a room, which I think I'll be able to do, but they're busy, and the guy said could I call him back, but he did tell me they closed at 7, so I'm going to have to try and see if he'll give me a little leeway, because unless the wind changes directions, I'm going to be struggling. Quite a lot's happened in the last 24 hours. Going back to about this time yesterday, just after I did my morning report, had quite a nice tailwind from soon after sunrise through to about lunchtime, which allowed me to make good time towards Willair Bridge, which was my first roadhouse for the day. I was riding along the highway and a motorbike came up next to me with obviously kitted out for travelling long distances, and stickers from all over the world on all of the baggage stuff. And the guy started asking me some questions about what I was doing, and I asked him some questions. It turns out he's a Swiss motorbike rider riding around the world. He's got his own website, globalbiking.com, and he chatted for a while. He's interested in what I was trying to do. Every now and then a car would come past and he'd have to pull ahead for a little bit, and then after the traffic had cleared he'd drop back and so he could talk to me again. So he's very friendly. Then he eventually took off, and then when I got to Willair Bridge Roadhouse about an hour later, I guess, he was still there having a drink, and we began talking again. And he asked me about my bike, and I told him it was a new one, and he said, oh, you have to be careful of the spokes on the wheels, new wheels. And I said, yes, I know that, but too late. I broke a spoke this morning, and I showed it to him where I couldn't change it because I didn't have a free wheel remover. And then he looked at it, and then he said that he was a bicycle mechanic as well as a motorbike mechanic, and if I liked, he would see if he could fix the spoke without the free wheel remover. He figured that with some tools he had and some tools he could borrow at the roadhouse, he might be able to get the free wheel off anyway. He was insistent that I finished my lunch while he did that, and seemed keen to help, so I let him get going. I had to go out and help him after a little while because he needed more than one pair of hands, but he was unsuccessful in getting the free wheel off without the tools, so he then spent some time checking the spoke tensions on the remaining spokes and trying to line the wheel up and make sure none of the others were too tight or too loose. And then he even offered to fix my gears so that I could use the large chain ring on the front, which required a fair bit of adjustment because it was nowhere near being operational. And he did all that. in between times I consumed a couple of small quiches from the roadhouse, homemade, and a packet of potato wedges and a large bottle of drink. It was very hot by this time. Then that, along with the working on the bike, meant that I was there for more like an hour rather than half an hour originally hoped for. I had another 600 mils of milk and an ice cream before I left for what was going to be a very hot 135k or thereabouts to Roebuck Plains Roadhouse. Before that, I wished Matt's well. He did ask where I was aiming for that night, and I told him, and I think he felt like I should get the wheel attended to, but he understood that I was under time pressure. There is a bike shop in Broome I know I could have gone into. That was a 64-65k round trip, and get attended to until this next morning, which is this morning, which would mean a very late departure and behind schedule, so I didn't want to do that. Anyway, so I headed out, across the big river next to Woolair Bridge, the name of which escapes me, but one of the well-known rivers up this thing. The water looked very inviting on such a hot day, but I suspect there's crocodiles around up here, so I wasn't too tempted. And my tailwind had dropped away, and the wind became a bit variable for the rest of the afternoon. It was very hot going across some of the flat open spaces. And there was no shade the whole way. It was through scrub country and cleared either side of the road, so there's no overhanging trees or anything. And I just decided I'd ride 30 kilometres at a time and rationed out my drinks and tried to drink plenty. And kept going. I knew that would mean I'd get to Roebuck Plains about 7 or a bit after, but that was okay. It looked like being a lot later than that earlier in the morning when I'd first busted the spoke and I'd lost time early on. So I plugged away, the sun went down, treated to a nice sunset, which I'm sure would have looked. I just hesitated there because there were some people parked their car on the other side of the road to take a photo of me as I rode past. Anyway, the sunset would have been a lot better from Cable Beach at Broome, which was only about 30 kilometres away. A lovely spot, and would have been really nice to just be relaxing there, walking along the beach, maybe having a late dip, watching the sun go down after such a hot day. But that wasn't to be the case. Anyway, so I rolled into the Roebuck Plains Roadhouse about 20 past 7, and I should be sitting there or waiting there with a motorbike that I recognise, but Matt's, who had ridden his bike into Broome, gone to the bike shop. Actually bumped into someone that he knew from a fellow world traveller on a motorbike while he was there. Arranged to camp in that guy's backyard for the night. He'd bought a free wheel remover, or at least a component that could be used in conjunction with a wrench, and then ridden his motorbike back out to Roebuck Plains to meet me, so fix the spokes. So what can you say about that? Just a hell of a nice guy who told me he operates on the principle of what goes around comes around. and he's nice to people and people are nice to him. So I didn't check in straight away. I sort of hung around there, out there with Mats, although he didn't really need my help. He was quite meticulous in the way he worked. I got the impression very conscientious. A little bit of a flat spot had developed in the wheel where the spoke had been broken. So he wasn't super confident about how it would stand up after he replaced the spokes. But anyway, so he spent a lot of time doing that. He checked all the spoke tensions, trued up the wheel, then he went over the bike, making all minor adjustments to brakes and gears and things to get it ship shape. Probably took him an hour and a quarter, hour and a half. During that time, I mostly hung around to help and talk, but I did nick into the roadhouse and pay for my room and order the meal special for the night from their kitchen, which was shepherd's pie, to be delivered a little bit later. When I did eventually eat that shepherd's pie, it was delicious. One of the best meals I've had on the road. I think this was a home-cooked roadhouse as well. They had a lot of pastries and things that looked pretty nice. While Mats was working on the bike, there were a few backpackers, three of them, hanging around out the front, plus a girl who worked in the roadhouse who seemed to know them. I think one of them was French, and one was Australian, who was a bit older. He's 52 or something, and I think he might have been on something, and but very friendly guys. And, they were chatting as well while Mats worked away on the bike. Ultimately, he finished around 9, or maybe not quite that late. Yeah, probably 9. I said my goodbyes, thanked him so much, and went to the roadhouse and bought some supplies for today, sandwiches and some drinks, some jelly beans, and some drinks for last night, because I hadn't really drunk much since I stopped, but I was very dehydrated again after such a hot day yesterday. Then went to my cabin, which is sort of pretty basic affair at this place. Porter cabin, construction cabin, no facilities there. Had to walk to the ablutions block, which is about 50 metres away, for showers, etc. Decided not to log on the computer and unpack all that stuff last night to try and save some time, because I was conscious that today was 290 kilometres, and that the roadhouse, from my memory, did close at 7 o'clock, so I was fairly keen. Well, rule of thumb, 290 kilometres, 14 and a half hours. I didn't really want to leave much after 3 a.m. because 14 and a half hours would then make that 5:30 p.m. It doesn't leave much margin for problems or headwinds. Eventually went to bed about 10:15 by the time I drank and ate everything I'd bought. Again, I hadn't gone for a quick shower. Again, I went to bed feeling incredibly bloated with everything that I'd drunk and what I'd eaten as well. I ate a sort of jelly custard thing of a significant size for a dessert, as well as a small ice cream. But same as yesterday, by the time I woke up, I was thirsty again. All that fluid had been distributed through the body. And So, because the ablutions block was a little way away, and because of things I'd forgotten to do last night because I was so tired, I have to say, when I finished last night, I really felt quite spaced out. I think I'd done as much as I could, and 360 kilometres, the daylight portion of which was largely done at a temperature around 38 degrees centigrade in direct sun, wasn't a bad effort. And when you add to that the sort of morbid feelings I had in the morning, and then the busted spoke, all in all, it was wasn't a bad accomplishment, and I was lucky that it finished on an optimistic note with Matt's fixing the bike. So this morning I got up about I think 20 past 2, got on the road about 20 past 3, which is about 20 minutes later than I wanted, but left temperatures were coolish, put on a jacket after not very long, clear skies, no real wind to speak of when I started. But my optimism was soon replaced by pessimism when, after about 20k, I heard a twang, and after checking, found that a rear spoke had again gone on the rear wheel, and again it was on the side of the derailleur so that I couldn't change it. I do have the free wheel changer that Matt's bought for me, I paid him for, but I need a plumber's wrench, some other tools to actually use it, which I don't have, and he did, so not that they're insignificantly weighty items, but I need to maybe get one. So, of course, it's very dark. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm poking around with a spoke. I'm trying to work out what I should do. Should I try and put a makeshift solution in place then? But I'm doing it by the light of a headlamp on the side of the road, not in a great place. In the end, I just disengaged the rear brake, so the wheel had developed a significant buckle, and just kept riding. But it was on my mind a lot. After about an hour, when it was still dark, I crossed a cattle grid on the road, and as I knew from memory, these often had nice little solid fences on either side. So I wheeled the bike down to one of those. I figured I might be able to hook the bike up on that while I did some work on the wheel. But I messed around a bit doing that and decided it was too dark. I wasn't going to be able to see enough. That was going to slow the job down. I'll probably lose some tools, whatever. So I put everything back together again and started riding again, having wasted 20 minutes doing that. And then I kept riding, and as soon as it got light enough to turn my riding lights off, I found a lay-by on the side of the road and had some big rubbish tins, not too smelly, and I parked next to one of those, and by catching the bike seat on the top of the rubbish tin, I could lift the rear wheel off and spin it and mess around with the spoke. So I did that. I bent the spoke that had broken and hooked it over a couple of others that crossed near the hub and tried to get it to take some strain. I'm not sure how tight I should make it because it's not really hooked onto the wheel and it's going to put strain on the other spokes. I loosened a couple of spokes off, so I trued up the wheel a bit more. Probably enough to put the brake back on, loosened up a bit, but in the end I decided I'd just disengage it. I hardly use the brakes anyway, this kind of riding. So so now I'm riding with the with the wheel, no, can't feel that there's a problem. Just don't know how durable it's going to be. It's a 32 spoke wheel, you'd think it probably can generally operate on 31 okay, but then you know that when one spoke's not fully functional, the ones around it are taking more strain, and maybe there's a chance that they'll break. And now, because of the time I wasted at those attempts to fix it, and then finally coming up with a makeshift solution, I then left myself effectively 12 hours to do 240 kilometres to Sandfire Roadhouse, and it's quite tough riding. It's the road is sort of gradually undulating, but I feel like I'm riding uphill all the time, and there is a stiff head breeze, not gale force wind, but when you're standing still you can certainly feel it blowing against me, and that's slowing me right down. So I was sort of ticking off the 20 or the 10 kilometer posts, hoping that I'm knocking one over every 30 minutes or less. I'm going to try and build up a little bit of a cushion, which I think I'll be able to do if the wind drops. But if the wind doesn't drop, or if I have any other problems with the bike, then I won't make it. Just had to steer off the road then. Got quite a loud toot from behind, and it's a semi-trailer carrying a wide load. I think there was something coming the other way, so a bit worried I was going to get hit by his load. I probably would have been okay, but I'd sooner that he toots and I get off, I'm happy to get off if it's at all dangerous. Quite a lot of traffic along this road, and then it's just sort of scrub, just sort of shrubby trees about 3 or 4 metres high, stretching in both directions. Red soil, no real views. I know that off to the right, about 15 or 20 k, is the Indian Ocean. I would dearly love to be walking on that beach or having a dip in that ocean rather than doing this. Had a chat to, I'm travelling with my phone hooked into my aerial, so I am getting a little bit of reception probably from Broome. I had a chat to Sharon. She's a bit worried about my mental state. Now I do feel like I'm on the edge a bit, but not to the point of having any kind of breakdown. I just don't. I guess I'm sick of dealing with the constant little problems going wrong. And one of these is going to turn out to be the straw that broke the camel's back, and then I have to decide whether I'm going to give this whole thing away once I have no chance of breaking the record, or whether I keep going. I think most people think I should keep going, but motivation's going to be hard to come by if I'm not going to be threatening the record. And if I lose even a few hours now on any of these days, it's going to be no chance of the record. I'm just sort of hanging on by the skin of my fingernails. I guess if I want to write a book about all of this, then I probably should finish the ride. Tempting though it would be to jump on a Greyhound bus back to Perth with the bike and get a good night's sleep and head home. this wasn't supposed to be a really tough day today, so it's a bit demoralising that there's already some stress in terms of getting there before the roadhouse closes. I think in looking at the whole scheme, yesterday was probably what could be called a crunch day. I think that I maybe have six or seven crunch days still to come, and if I fail to complete any of those crunch days, then the whole thing's off. And some of those crunch days are on a large kilometres on terrain that I'm not familiar with, and could include hills. There's always a chance of adverse weather, and there's always a chance of more bike problems. Fatigue's also an issue. I really was exhausted last night when I finished. I don't feel too perky today, but I guess I'm still getting along, and should be able to finish, I think, unless anything unforeseen happens. That's it for now.